episode 69 of Game Over Nation.
69!
I am your host, Tommy.
Dudes!
Well, that didn't take very long at all.
Nope.
Gotta have that guitar thing in there, Gabe. And...
I'm gonna put whatever I want in the video, and you're gonna watch it.
You're gonna watch it!
Fuck you, Gabe. I'm gonna go watch Bill and Ted's instead of recording. I'm out.
Well, I'm your host, Tavi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hello, everybody.
And Gabe Philbin.
Hello.
The person that just left is Dylan Roush.
Yes.
This week we're talking about Far Cry.
We are talking about the Far Crys.
We're going to
talk
about
Far Cry 3's release. So,
how about them video games, dog?
Yeah.
Nah.
Far Cry, huh? What is everyone's experience with this franchise? I know that Ryan is a huge fan.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know anything about it.
I've never
played a game, a Far Cry game. I've never really read anything about them. I know nothing.
I played the first one when it came out, and I was kind of blown away. It was fucking awesome. Like,
it was
experienced a big-ass island that was pretty much free to go anywhere, and it was cool as fuck.
Do you remember when that game came out?
Was it 2002?
Hmm.
Or was it before that?
I think it was 3. It wasn't 2002.
I think it was around a time where, like, you'd hear the word open world, and you'd think of something like...
Wow,
2004.
Okay.
That's later
than
I thought.
Which game is it that came out not too long ago that's on a big island that's, like, third person?
Crisis? Oh, wait,
no.
Third person.
Crisis is a
third person?
No, I don't know.
Isn't there one? Am I thinking... Or was it just
third
Uncharted?
No.
Just Cause?
Because Crisis was the next game that the studio... That
just
same
Cause
studio
might
made.
Be what I'm thinking
just
of.
Cause yeah.
Just
Maybe.
Cause 2? Just Cause 2.
Bolo Santos. Because
I think up until somebody said first person, that I just thought this was that game. See, that's how much I know about Far Cry.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You missed out. Well, the first one was pretty fucking...
beautiful.
Yeah. It's
still
the
looks pretty good.
The first one or the second one? Because this
first
is three.
One.
I did not like the second one.
Oh.
Here's the thing. All three games have nothing at all to do with the others, with each other. They're all just first-person shooters, and that's
so you'd
it.
Say they're all a far cry from each other?
Well,
I
we're
would
not
say
even,
that.
We're not even factoring in the Xbox and the Wii one.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
And no, you guys are completely forgetting the most important part, which is the amazing movie that came out in 2008.
Actually, that movie has Anthony Bourdain in it. I fucking love Anthony Bourdain. He is my idol.
Uwe Boll's magnum opus, Far Cry, the movie.
It stars Till Schweiger as Jack Carver.
Who?
Till Schweiger.
I don't give a fuck, it stars Anthony Bourdain as scientist number one.
Well, then.
I say.
He's the biggest star on the movie.
That movie did not get enough love.
See, I remember...
Didn't get enough.
I think it...
Highly underrated.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it kind of like Blood Rain got underrated. Whatever. Actually, after the first game came out... 2 years later, I think I bought the 360 version. Or was it the original Xbox? Anyway, I didn't like that one as much. You turned into like a beast halfway through. And
that didn't happen in the PC one?
No, in the PC one you start fighting beasts.
Oh, but in the Xbox one you
in the Xbox
turn
one, you,
in,
become
you become
one.
The beast.
And then I didn't play Far Cry Vengeance for the Wii, which I think it was just a port of the Xbox One, if I'm not mistaken.
There is a Far Cry
with motion
on the Wii?
Control.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Oh god, it was awful, Gabe.
The only stuff I saw on that was the Angry Video Game Nerds little short little clip where he's playing.
I read there a few reviews and they were fucked.
Yeah, I have no experience with Far Cry until Far Cry 2. I played Crysis a lot.
Crysis is very much like the next-gen version of Far Cry 1, if you ask me.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it aimed to be, in a way.
But Far Cry, you weren't a super soldier. Yeah, you were a dude in a freaking Hawaiian shirt. But...
a bulletproof Hawaiian shirt.
Jack Carver.
Played by Tim Schweiger. Anyway.
It's funny about Far Cry 1. I played it again recently. As a kid, I didn't realize how campy it was. Like, the voice acting is ridiculous. Every single guy on the island is super muscular, and they all have a voice like this. And they say things they say ridiculous things out loud, like, I'm gonna go to this part of the island. You guys stand here. It's like, okay. But that game's great. Oh my god. And actually, that game did a thing that I wish all games would do. It's where wherever you shoot with any gun, it places a bullet hole texture where you shot the guy. So you can basically get a machine gun and point it at a guy's face when he's laying down and just go nuts, and he has just like tons of bullet holes all over his entire face. It was cool. It was a very simple effect, but it looked great. So I think games should start doing that. It's really cool.
I mean, games do that on environments, but you just want them on people's faces, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you just want bullet holes in a guy's face.
So I can write my name on a guy's body while he's laying there, because that's what I do on environments.
Yes. I mean, even something like Call of Duty Black Ops, it doesn't do that, you know? Or, you know, Uncharted, but that's more of like a teen-rated kind of game where it's going for that kind of vibe, so I understand that, but... I don't know. Speaking of violence, Far Cry 2, how freaking disgusting was
it? Far Cry 2 is fucking cringe-inducing. I love it.
Yeah,
you
get like whenever you're almost dead, you can refill the first bar of your health by pressing R2 or L2 or something.
Yeah, whatever button.
It would just be random, but you would always do something fucking disgusting. Like,
yeah.
Your
arm just, like, depending on your situation. Like, sometimes you'd fucking, like, reach down to your calf and get pliers and just reach in and fucking pull out a bullet.
Yeah, sometimes you'd, like, shove your finger through your, like, wrist and push out a bullet out the other end.
Yeah.
It's
God. Like, the most tame one was when you just, like, pat your arm down to like, calm a fire.
You take out the fire, or, like, your shirt's on fire and you pat it out or whatever.
God, it's fucked.
See,
I love it.
That was the coolest part about that game. I didn't really like the actual gunplay and all the fucking checkpoints.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff in Far Cry 2 was, like, it had great potential. The execution is where they fucked up.
I was sick of every fucking 10 minutes or 10 feet, I would run into one of those goddamn checkpoints.
Yeah.
Definitely. Those were insufferable.
Mm-hmm. Far Cry 2, I don't think I've ever been so excited for a game and then initially confused and disappointed and then kind of get back on the bandwagon again.
The game was...
Like Dylan said, those checkpoints are stupid. Having to drive across the fucking map to every other mission is stupid. I like the gunplay. Like, I love how the guns work and how you have to kind of take care of them and keep an eye on them.
I didn't mind that so much. It just... I don't know. I just had an issue with the shooting.
Hmm. Yeah, it doesn't
feel right. I just didn't really like it.
It's not good. Yeah. I mean, you could have a guy straight up in your crosshairs with a sniper rifle and then still miss. And, like, a lot of the time, it just didn't feel right. You know, you'd like quickly turn to somebody with a shotgun and pull the trigger, and you're not sure if it even hit them or not. It was very weird. I don't know. Maybe the auto aiming wasn't quite there, like on the PS3 version or something. But I don't know. It definitely had issues. It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Ryan, Far Cry 2, instead of being on an island, that giant desert, which is still one of, like, the biggest maps in the world, in, like, games. It's, like, 49 square kilometers or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Yeah, some, like, ridiculous number, but What it got wrong was, like, it got the most frustrating parts wrong. Like, the things that it didn't do right were done in, like, the worst possible way to just irk you the entire time you play it. Like, having malaria and just having to take a pill every, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, why was that even a thing?
Yeah, like, it made no sense. It made absolutely no sense. Mm-hmm. Especially, like, the way it's introduced to you. It's, you're, like, having that, like, one-on-one talk with the, like, the main villain, the Jackal. He's like, well, this is how things worked out. I'm the one with the gun, and you ended up with malaria. It's like, was the Jackal an option to get malaria, too? Like, how is this, how is all of this happening? But what I loved about Far Cry 2 was, like, the companions, or, like, sidekick friends, whatever you want to call them, would, like, come in, and, like, if you had, like, a good relationship with them, they would come in and help you out with the mission. And it was, like, these great, like, little anecdotal stories that you had by yourself and weren't, like, part of the game's script. It was a really cool, like, new thing to do with open world and mixing that with gameplay, and that was just cool to see. But as I said before, all that frustrating shit kind of makes it hard to notice.
Yeah, there was a, I don't know, like I said, there's a lot of cool potential. I don't feel like it, like with the companions, but I don't feel like it capitalized on what it could have been. Like, I actually was like, oh, this is kind of cool how, like, if they die, they're dead for good.
They're dead,
if they die on a mission. So, like, actually, you can get attached to them, but they don't really do anything to make you get attached to them, you know, except for that they're there every once in a while.
Yeah, it's all basically up to you, really. Like, the story is, like, your own. It's not really forced upon you, which is kind of a thing, like, that goes both ways as, like, a pro and con.
Well, like Dylan said, the game really, unfortunately, just tests your patience with those fucking checkpoints. They don't stop.
Yeah, well, okay, so Ryan, to explain to you and other people that don't know, these checkpoints are just, like, essentially any intersection in the game where you're driving had people that wanted to kill you for some reason.
Right.
And you would take them out, drive away, do a mission, and you drive back, and there they are again. Every single time.
Yeah, that is a really frustrating thing in a lot of games. Like, I remember there was a lot of places, even in games as recent as, like, the first Borderlands, where enemies would respawn in areas on a road that you just went through. Like, you'll go through and it's like, oh, I gotta go back and forgot something. You go back and everyone's there already. Like, what? Yeah,
it's not
the thing is, it's not like you can just drive past them and say, fuck it. Because they'll shoot your car up until it's on fire, and then you have to walk to the next car.
You see, Ryan, they remember. Yes! We shoehorned in another Jurassic Park reference.
Yeah, it's annoying to even think about how everything Far Cry did right just kind of got masked by something it did wrong. Like, the missions you do with your companions and your, like, little buddies, they kind of get, like, muffed and dirtied because, like, you clear out this huge checkpoint with them, and it's like, they came in and saved your ass, you saved their ass, and then you go back through that place, like, a couple minutes later, and, oh, everything's there again.
Whew! We made it! We finally killed them all! Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that's the moral of Far Cry 2's story. Ah, fuck.
I don't know, you'd get missions that are on the other side of the entire world, like, in the game, and then you'd have to, which means you'd have to drive through at least 3 or 4 checkpoints. I don't know, it's just such a chore. And then you get there and you complete your mission. Oh, the next place you have to go to is the other side of the map. Like, fuck everything. There was no, like, that was probably one of the big problems, is there was no, like, pacing to, okay, let's just start you here. And then you kind of branch out a little bit. Then you branch out a little bit. You know, no, it was just like, you know, very quickly it became, go all the fuck way over there. Okay, now you gotta go all the fuck way over here. And it's, But that being said, Far Cry 2 is all right. I mean, it got pretty good reviews.
I still like the game. I Mm-hmm. I enjoy my memories of it rather than really wanting to go back and playing it again.
It might have been better on PC. I don't know. I never gave it a chance again.
I played it on PS3 and PC. It's definitely
better. I had it for PS3 and I was just like, eh. And then I never gave it another chance.
Yeah. And there's a multiplayer mode, but I mean, it was the cool thing about it was there was a map editor.
I do not remember there being multiplayer.
Yeah, there was.
By the way, the first Far Cry had a map editor as well.
Hmm. The only thing I really remember about the multiplayer was, like, it was kind of capture the flag, but instead of capture the flag, it was capture the diamonds. And there was this, like, really thick, like, African accent guy on your radio just goes, they've got my diamonds! You must get them back for me! It was kind of like Terminator. It was if there was an African dub version of Terminator, it was sort of like that. Like, they've stolen my diamonds! Good, you've gotten my diamonds. Thank you. Like, what the fuck? But moving on, Far Cry 3 looks to be just fucking amazing. And I'm really excited about it. It's getting awesome reviews.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel?
I haven't seen anything of it other than that first gameplay trailer from months ago where I was just like, ugh, this looks like every shooter ever. I take it it's not like that?
I hope so.
Well, it's a shooter, and it's on an island. There's guns.
Well, I remember one of my big annoyances was this arrow pointing at where enemies were, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
But Far Cry 1 had that. I mean, you would like see a camp with a bunch of enemies, and if you go in blind, then it's good fucking luck. You're gonna get.
I don't know. I remember I relied almost exclusively on the binoculars.
That's what I'm saying. If you pull out your binoculars and
is that how it works in number
3? I don't know, but but if you pull out your binoculars and tag everybody before you go in there, there's an arrow representing every guy on the radar. Maybe
yeah, knows. I don't remember in the gameplay footage I saw him ever pulling those out.
Yeah,
maybe
know.
He did it beforehand. Either way,
I don't know.
The game looks real
fucking
pretty.
That was months ago, so whatever.
Yeah, I bought it earlier today on Steam, despite my best nature. And
you don't have any money!
Yeah, that's why it was despite my best nature.
My money. My money.
I mean, it's finals week. Treat yourself.
I figure this Game Over Nation thing is gonna hit big real soon. So
yeah,
treat yourself.
Yeah, you might as well just empty out all your bank accounts.
Yeah, I think that I'm gonna go do that.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea. Safe bet.
Yeah, but again, Far Cry 3. I really don't care about the multiplayer. Remember that fucking co-op showing they had at E3, the Sony press conference, just looked kind of silly. But, yeah, I'm more invested in that, see how they, like, go after those companion relationships again, because apparently they do it better this time. That's what I read from, I think, Eurogamer.
I'm really curious what this, what the storyline's going for here. Because at first, like, I saw that pre-rendered trailer with a little bit of dubstep in there. I'm like, all right, I can get behind that. You're a bunch of kids on vacation, and all your friends get murdered in front of you. You escape, and you want revenge. So I'm like, okay, that's kind of a compelling thing. That sounds interesting. But then all of a sudden, the next time I see the game, you're, like, leading this tribe of native people, and, like, there's magic or something. I'm like, what? What the fuck is... Is this the same character? I guess it is. And then it shows you, like, banging one of the chicks. I'm like what? And then now there's that crazy, do you believe in insanity guy? And he's, like, yelling at you that he is you, and then his face flickers, and it's not him, and it's I guess it's you. And then there's psychedelic drugs in a certain area. Like, I don't know what the hell this game's trying to be. So I'm curious.
Yeah. Well, I've watched the opening, and it's like, it's really crazy what they try to do there. Like, you watch it, and we were talking about this earlier, Javi, with Devin, and they show, like, each of the characters, like, your group of people that eventually gets captured, and you hate every single one of them. Like, these are the
not
people...
Not your character, just...
Not your character, but, like, every person that it seems like you're supposed to care about and want to rescue, you just hate them immediately. They're, like, these just, like, obnoxious, rich, like, holier-than-thou, I don't know, stupid jock people. And, yeah.
Take that, all you...
You mean every
no offense to stupid jock
ever?
People out there, but... Yeah, but... I don't know. It's almost exciting to see if it's gonna be good or bad. I'm not so much excited for the game as I am just to see if I like it.
I mean, wait, your friends get killed and you're the only one left? Isn't that, like, Tomb Raider?
That's not exactly how it opens. I think, like, I don't really want to spoil anything if people are trying to go in blind.
Well,
but
don't!
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, Tomb Raider fans.
But everyone you know died. When's Tomb Raider even coming out?
I don't know.
I don't know, but I really liked the gameplay that I saw of that.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Did you guys play that at PAX?
I tried.
You tried? What does that mean?
I played it for like a minute, and I was like, "This just looks wrong and feels wrong."
Really?
Yeah. Like, look. Next time you look at it, look at Laura's arms. They look really weird.
How does that affect your fucking gameplay, dipshit?
I'm not talking about the gameplay. I'm talking about how weird her arms look. The gameplay's.
Wait, what?
Her elbows sit really high and weird. Oh my God.
Inside no joke. One is going to know what you're talking about.
No, and as they shouldn't.
Gabe has very high standards for breasts.
I don't have high standards. I said one thing about boobs.
Gabe has really high nipples. So sorry,
don't ask how we know.
I'm so sorry. You should just cut in footage of that video.
No.
I'd buy that for $1.
69, dude. So let's move into one of the questions we got about Far Cry. And it's Justin Doss asking, one, if we ever saw the Far Cry movie, which I think it's safe to say I'm the only one that has seen snippets of it.
No, I watched No Reservations when he was someplace, and I'm sure that was just like the movie.
I saw the trailer.
Like, watching Anthony Bourdain eat was probably just as exciting as Far Cry.
Even if he was just scientist number one, life found a way.
It's true.
But back to Justin Doss's question, he asks, what can other developers learn from the Far Cry series in regards to open world first person games? And I'd say just this idea of making your own story from side missions instead of it being told to you, like you experiencing it for yourself.
I say they can learn not to have checkpoints at every intersection.
That is also valid.
I know.
I like how you fix every single vehicle with just a wrench, and you just
a wrench and the unit
at the front of
the universal bolt in the fucking engine.
Yeah. Open the hood and tighten this fucking bolt, and then like the car stops smoking.
Yeah, that's the repair bolt. Don't you know that? That's the secret behind mechanics, is that they all know where the repair bolt is.
They've been playing us for a fool's.
Yeah. Oh, you need your tires rotated. Bullshit, you're just going to turn that bolt. I know. I know how this works.
I played Far Cry Cry 2.
I played Far Cry. Don't try and chip me.
See, like, that just makes me think when the same person goes to the doctor, they're going to come with, like, pliers and a fucking syringe and just, like, wait for the doctor
dude, that
to
game
tear
you just
themselves
need,
apart.
You just need tweezers, and then you have to pull the little plastic things out of your body. And you can't hit the edges or your nose glows red. And there's a buzzer.
Yeah. I think that was the prequel to Far Cry 2, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck
operations
that.
Are very complicated.
I'll take the needle in the butt over that.
Wasn't there a symptom in Operation called Charlie Horse and you had a fucking horse in your stomach?
Yes. Or it was in your arm or leg or something, but yeah, it was there.
Because why not? Because why not?
Operation.
Would you guys like to move into regular listener mail right about now?
A boot?
I think it's a boot time. Let me do that.
First up, Christina Woodall asks, when do you think Sims 4 will be released?
Never.
Now, this goes back to about, I guess it was over Thanksgiving when I was home, and this is my sister, by the way, that we're talking
about.
Spoilers.
Who looks nothing like you. I don't care what you
say. Bus, Ryan.
Anyway, she asked me, she's like, you need to, when is the next Sims game coming out? I was like, I don't know. She's like, well, you have a game website. And I was like, well, we're not going to be the first ones to know when it comes out. She's like, maybe you should bug EA. I was like, no, I don't want to.
By the way, Christina liked her own comment.
I know.
that shows balls.
Yeah, I
Good
noticed
job,
that
Christina.
This afternoon. I was like, I saw that she wrote that, and I was like, which one of you two jackasses liked it? And I was like, oh, it was her.
Can I like the fact that she liked it?
I wish.
I just did, but I realized that I did it as Game Over Nation. Curse.
You fool.
You guys have fallen under my curse.
What curse?
All the likes.
But
whenever I try and comment, I always comment as Game Over Nation on accident.
My guess is that already came out, and it's called The Sims Social.
No.
And that's their direction they're going forever.
No.
You know, no. I played the fuck out of that game because I would just go over to other people's house and kick their garbage can over.
Christina, go check out Sims 3 Pets if you've already played that. There's that.
Oh,
Sims
she's played games. Every expansion there is.
All right. All right.
That's what she doesn't want any more of. Is...
Well, there's Sims City is coming out
and say, hello.
Pretty soon.
Hey,
what's
dog.
Going on?
Yo,
I think she should download Dwarf Fortress then.
We'll be like, real talk, Maxis. Spore sucked.
Oh, don't remind me of Spore, dude.
I thought Spore was okay until that space part.
Fuck you, Gabe. Spore was terrible. All that hype.
Was... Well, maybe because I wasn't all too hyped about it.
And then it was for nothing.
The creature creator was the coolest part. And then there was no game around it.
But dude, dick monsters.
I was expecting, like, evolution.
Dick
cool
monsters.
Fucking shit. And then I got...
How much more can you evolve past dick monsters, guys? You guys are moving past this point.
Two dick monsters?
The ultimate life form.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. So when Sims 4 will be released... I don't know, Sim Social. Maybe. Who knows?
Sim Social, that's it. Yeah. It happened. You missed it!
Yeah. Jordan Rodkey asked, what iOS device would you recommend to someone who is new to the platform and wants something that will still run games in 18 months? And Jordan, I can tell you, I've had the iPhone 4 for 2 years now, and it still works fine, except the camera now. Camera, like, gets blurry in one spot, so...
But, you know, you don't need to get the fucking cell phone plan, so
no,
the iPad, the new iPad.
There's iPad. Yeah, go for, like, the iPad 2, maybe. That thing's pretty solid.
You
could probably get it
for a
fair price,
too. You know, you're asking
what's
the best iOS platform. There's only the iPhone and the iPad, so...
No, there's all those. There's MacBooks and all kinds
of. Oh, if you're talking about that, then with.
He just says iOS platform.
I
like,
thought iOS meant.
Yeah, iOS. I thought that was mobile.
You know what I would do?
I don't think it is.
Since Steam is starting to support Linux, I'd be like, fuck you, iOS, and I install Ubuntu.
So like.
Or Mint.
Like Jaguar or whatever the hell it's called.
I guess, yeah, because those are...
That's not an iDevice, or that's not an iOS device.
Like, well, they've got the iMac. That was a thing that existed
for
a while.
Those are like OS X and shit.
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, you guys are talking about operating systems.
Yeah. And then iOS is like...
It's only their mobile stuff?
That's like Android, you know?
Yeah, I thought that's what it was.
So it's like saying get an Android laptop or something. I don't think that...
I don't know how those people
Android
operate.
Laptop? That doesn't even exist.
No way.
Stop talking about computers. I hear enough at work.
Beep, boop, beep. Bleep, blop.
Next up, Neil Oler asks, why is Borderlands so much better than just about every other game I try to play, even on the second run-through?
You like the second playthrough?
Yeah,
I
felt like I should
sucks
read,
ass.
Yeah, I felt like I should really read that just to try to get Dylan to yell about it.
I fucking hate playthrough 2. I absolutely hate it. It's not fun.
The Torg DLC is like that last boss is just so unbalanced on playthrough 2. The big boss fights in that game are pretty fucked.
Yeah, the bosses at the ends, like Hyperius, where it takes like 20 fucking minutes because they nerfed the B and they don't want you using it anymore. Fuck that! It takes like a goddamn half hour!
Yeah, and to counter that, Justin Doss also asks, why don't I love Borderlands like everyone else?
Maybe you don't like loot grinds.
I wrapped up the campaign yesterday. For Borderlands 2.
In a timely fashion, I see.
Yeah. I've been a little distracted.
Me and Justin Doss.
The game was pretty great.
We really see eye to eye here.
Like, I like the
game. I thought
game.
The game really picked up at the end. I liked those last couple missions a lot.
Yeah, the very end is great. The beginning is pretty good. I think in the middle, it really slows down.
Well, there's so many side missions that it's easy to get bogged down, like,
so dense.
Running around on those.
So dense.
Yeah, on playthrough 2, I skipped a lot of the side missions just so I can do them again and get their level 50 reward. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just wanted to kill myself from from playthrough 2 onward. Yeah. Suicide.
Yeah, I haven't started up the second playthrough. I also, because like I was trying to I'm trying to get through some games, so like I got through that, and I got through Halo 4 like last weekend, and I want to do some of the Spartan Ops, but I don't know, I felt like getting through the rest of at least the first playthrough of Borderlands first, because I had been putting it off. Hmm. Yeah.
Me and Gabe
actually burned ourselves out on that game.
Yeah, I'm pretty... I mean, I put a lot of fucking time in it, so I enjoyed it.
How many times did me and you kill Terramorphous and the Warrior?
I don't want to think about that.
And what did we get out of that?
A whole lot of Necromancer class mods.
It was horrible. Horrible, Ryan,
yeah,
I tell you.
I have 127 hours in Borderlands 2. And, get on my dick, James Franco.
I bet 50 of those were all farming Terramorphous.
Yeah.
Sounds like an MMO.
Because that's what it is, Javi.
I know.
Did you get to the end of the game?
I didn't do anything.
Well, what do you care if I spoil it?
I think the audience might.
The audience might.
Well,
so it's not.
Skip ahead 1 minute.
No, it's just no. Let's just not
fuck
bother.
You, Gabe. You fucking
we'll talk about
bastard.
It later.
Go yeah, we'll
fuck
talk
yourself
about it later.
With a goddamn rake.
Sounds unpleasant.
I might play it eventually.
No. All
right, and then going to our good friends on Twitter,
it doesn't
Tony
even have that good of a story.
Tony Audette asks the question, and not the one I wanted to read. Justin Carter, excuse me, asks, VGA reveals or next-gen console hopes? So, and that's Twitter speak for, what do you think's going to be at the VGA, or revealed at the VGAs, and
stupid
what do you hope from
shit.
The next consoles? The VGAs are upon us, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going all out.
Mm.
And we are live streaming, we're getting fancied up, and it's going to be awesome.
Harris
so you
Foster
come join
is
us.
Wearing a tuxedo.
Keep an eye on the Game Over Nation site, or the Twitter feed, or the Facebooks. And
or how about all three of them?
On all three.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, there's 200 of you at least listening right now. Go to GameOverNation.com and click the goddamn like button on the Facebook thing. Alright? Do that. Right now.
Do that. Makes us happy.
GameOverNation.com. Like us, please. Thank you.
Anyway. Back to the VGA.
We're inching towards 250.
Mm.
Am I allowed to say that?
What?
Yeah, I don't
When
know
I said
what
predictions,
be.
I predict shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's what's going to be so amazing about it. Like,
Do
the VGA is...
going to reveal anything substantial like they did with Last of Us
Batman.
And Uncharted 3? You think they're going to have Uncharted 4?
They're
going to
have
Naughty Dog here.
They're going to have Batman again.
No, I don't think we see Uncharted 4 until the next PlayStation launch.
They're gonna announce the next PlayStation with Uncharted 4.
Nope. They're gonna announce
they're
Batman.
Not.
You know what? Sucker Punch has been on the down low for a while since Infamous 2. So
yeah, probably because they're trying to fucking stay in business because Infamous 2 sold like shit.
You know, Nintendo could show something now that their console's out. They could,
Yeah,
Nintendo's not going to be there, Ryan.
Nintendo doesn't care about the VGAs, man.
Yeah.
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 Kojima can't go home. I said
Kojima
can't go home.
Sorry. Sorry. Metal Gear Rising's still not out. What the hell?
Yeah, oh my God. It's been, 3 or 4 years now? 3 years. Yeah.
So Rising and Last of Us are coming out like in January, February.
Yeah. We know there's going to be a Last of Us trailer. There's probably going to be a Metal Gear trailer.
My prediction.
Maybe Ground Zeroes.
Ooh.
Mm.
Ooh. I still think we're going to see something from Rocksteady.
Yeah,
probably.
I could see that.
Naughty Dog and Rocksteady have been in bed with the VGAs for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I hope we see something from Sucker Punch.
I hope so,
be
too.
Nice.
Do you want Infamous 3, or do you want something new?
I want... I don't know what I want. I'll trust them. They'll tell me what I want.
Ah.
What you really, really want?
Exactly. Exactly.
I was gonna sing it, but I won't.
I know.
You want a hit? What you really, really, really want to zig is say, ah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's gross when Javi says it like that.
Zig is it.
Ryan, are you imagining him like whispering in your ear?
He practically is whispering in my ear. I'm wearing headphones.
I'm telling Ryan what I really, really want in his ear.
Oh,
and it's zig a zig.
Zig a
zig.
We found the name for this episode.
No. I don't even know how to spell that.
You don't have to spell it, I do. Alright, and that's all we got from the Twits and the other things, Facebooks.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any actual mail? We don't really use that all too much anymore, so...
Message!
No, there's nothing there.
Yeah, there's nothing there. So, nothing I think there. We can exclaim in one voice, congratulations to Justin Doss. You have won the Hitman original trilogy, courtesy of our good friend Heidenweiss on PC.
Wait, what? I didn't even hear about this.
Wait, Justin Doss got it because he said he doesn't like Borderlands 2?
No, he asked us about Far Cry. And I like that question.
Oh.
And that was
What?
Did you?
Dylan, you gotta keep up with our Facebook page. As every one of you should, so go give us a like.
I am looking now.
Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Go like it, leave a comment. You can ask us questions over there. Over the week.
Leave pictures of you with all your awesome Game Over Nation gear. I don't know, that's not a thing. But...
No, well, yeah.
You can donate some money, and then maybe one day you can have Game Over Nation gear.
Gear because they are at Hooters.
Oh, yeah. We have stickers. But yeah,
stickers and buttons.
We have stickers at Hooters.
There's
one left. There's one left at Hooters.
And then you deep fry it.
And then you deep fry it.
So, Mr. Justin Doss, we will be in contact, and you will get your delightful code. And be sure to send good vibes to Sir Heidenweiss.
Yes.
He'll put your hide in a vice.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Nah, man. Nah.
Is somebody at the door right now?
Nope.
It's me.
Oh, no! Oh, no! You were already here. How
Let
did
me
you
in.
Do that?
No.
Housekeeping!
Hey, Laurie.
Oh, there's the person we wanted.
Hi, Laurie.
The fuck back outside, Javi.
No, Javi, you stay out here.
Yeah, Javi. Bye. Go shovel the driveway.
Dude.
I have school tomorrow. Shovel the driveway.
All right.
Let's housekeep this shit.
Nah.
All right. So, if you would go to facebook.com/GameOverNation and then click the like button. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at Game Over Nation. Individually on Twitter, I am at Airstrike Rhino. Gabe is at Robin Wombat 9. Javi is at Javi G-O-N because he still hasn't, because somebody else has obviously. And Dylan is at
G-0-N, not G-O-N.
Oh, G-0-N, my bad. And then Dylan is at Dr. Raw Dog.
I gotta think of a good holiday one.
Ho ho hoops.
Raw Dog Claws?
Ho ho Dylan.
Raw Dog Claws.
But C-L-A-W-S?
No. Ho ho hoops.
Ho ho hoops.
Oh my god. Ho all the hoops.
Oh yeah, also you can go over, you can hear this podcast on our website that's at GameOverNation.com. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube.
And you can watch the episodes.
Yes.
At youtube.com/user/GameZeroOverNation. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
It's Game Over Nation with a zero and the over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, go ahead and go to iTunes.
Yeah.
Subscribe. Give us a review.
Yeah.
Maybe give us 5 stars.
You know, if you feel like it. You know, maybe 4.5. You know, well, I won't complain.
I will. 5 for GTFO.
Write us a review. Tell us how much you love us. You tune in every week. You might as well tell us why.
Why?
Yeah, it's probably for all of our awesome voices that we do.
Nah.
Sick. But, guys, for seriously, we're going ham for the VGAs.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get dressed up. That's what's gonna happen.
We're going to dress up, we're going to live stream it, comment on each and every one of our those lovely little reveals.
Yeah,
I might even get a haircut.
Either on our YouTube channel or on our website, I'm going to have it embedded in there. You can leave comments on there or on the YouTube page proper.
Yes.
Just make sure to clear up that Friday night so you can watch the VGAs with us on your TV and talk to us while we're watching it too. And it's going to be a party! Yeah.
Gonna be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. All the fun.
Every single bit of fun possibly that could ever exist from the VGAs will be had. And if you guys are familiar at all with a little brainchild of mine called Dumbass, the last time we recorded Dumbass was at the VGAs, 2011. Maybe we'll come back.
Our kid's turning a year old. By the way, Game Over Nation, the website, is about a year old now. It's getting there. When did we officially
start? No, it's going to be almost 2 years old.
Yeah, it's going to be older than a year. Because dumbass is a year.
Yeah, so we're talking like 2 years, dog.
No shit.
Yeah, I think it's 2 years in January. When's its birthday? I want to say.
Oh, I'm gonna, I can we go, should find, go we should find this out. Go to like the very first podcast, and that's about like the week that we announced that we exist. Because the site existed for like a good week or two before we let people
know. Yeah, but that doesn't count.
I know. So, I'm looking right now. There's nothing wrong with your TV. Please stand by. Do you guys remember that Outer Limits show? That scared the shit out of me.
Yes.
Anyway.
You guys remember Alone in the Dark?
I do.
What was that? On like Nickelodeon or
the
some
fuck
shit?
Are you
afraid of the dark?
Are you afraid of the dark?
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, January 12th, 2011 was the first episode of the Game Over Nation podcast.
We're going to have a birthday
party.
So
yeah, it's almost 2 years. So it's almost 2 years then.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far
we're going to the ground.
Oh, my God. We're all three dead.
I really don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about right now.
Don't worry about it. Alright. Hobby, take us out.
Alright. That has been episode 69, dudes.
69!
Dudes!
Game Over Nation. I have been your host, Javier Rodriguez, with your real host, Gabe Philbin. Ryan De La Rosa has been here.
Yep. What number am I thinking about?
69!
Dylan Roush.
Ho ho hoops!
See you guys next week. Thanks for watching, listening, all those things. Make sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I'm Javier Rodriguez. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.